My amendment will actually double the amount Congress can provide for the Border Relief Grant Program that will help local law enforcement in towns and cities along our borders cover some of the costs that they incur from serving as the backup to federal officials when it comes to combating illegal immigration and fighting drug traffickers and other border-related crimes. The Senate unanimously approved this same amendment during the debate on the immigration bill that we considered early this year, and it was also included in the comprehensive border security package that Senator Graham has offered and that is currently pending, and of course of which I'm a co-sponsor. Mr. President, it's the obligation of the federal government to adequately secure the nation's borders and prevent the flow of undocumented persons and illegal drugs into the United States. For far too long, local law enforcement officers, and I'm talking about sheriffs, I'm talking about police chiefs and others, as well as the local taxpayers, they've borne the burden of law enforcement given the failure of the federal government to adequately fund the Border Patrol and to demonstrate its willingness to secure the border. So now it's time not only to add to the federal law enforcement officials by increasing the number of Border Patrol, but it's time for the federal government to own up to its responsibilities and fund local law enforcement through this grant program to the extent that they are willing and able to support the federal government's efforts to secure the border. This Border Relief Grant Program will give the men and women in law enforcement who are on the front line of securing America's border the necessary support to do their jobs and ensure that local taxpayers don't have to foot the bill. These funds can be used to obtain equipment, hire additional personnel, and upgrade law enforcement technology. It's my hope that my colleagues will support this amendment again, as they have before. And with that, Mr. President, I yield the floor and suggest the absence of a quorum.